Stark, this is dictating on Charles Ashley. That's Ashley, Ashley. Charles, Charles. Charles Ashley. Date of birth is 6/14/29. Date of visit is 9/22/22. Please make copy for James Markham, PA. Markham is MARCUM. Markham James, PA. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 93-year-old male with a history of chronic dyspnea. And ASHD has had a previous history for coronary artery disease and coronary artery stenting. The patient has trouble ambulating and complains of shortness of breath with minimal exertion and has had mild lower extremity edema. He has been on an Advair inhaler with no significant relief. And there is no history of smoking, but has been exposed to secondhand smoke for many years. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension and a history for coronary artery disease with stenting. He also has a history of myocardial infarct and abnormal EKG. He was previously treated for pneumonia this past year and was admitted to the hospital with a hypoxic respiratory failure. The patient also had colon surgery for pre-malignant polyps. Next line, habits. The patient never smoked, drinks alcohol moderately, and presently retired. He has been exposed to secondhand smoke for more than 20 years. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history. Both parents died of unknown causes. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies fatigue or fever. He has had cataracts, no glaucoma. He has no urinary frequency burning and nighttime awakening. No hay fever. He has some wheezing and cough and shortness of breath. No abdominal pains, reflux, no nausea, vomiting. He has no chest or jaw pain, no leg swelling. He has mild leg swelling, no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising and he has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no headache, seizures, or memory loss and no skin rash. Next, medalist. Norvasc 5 milligrams daily. Omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams a day, atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, and HCTZ 25 milligrams daily, and losartan 50 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is pale, alert, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 85, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 143, saturation 96, and room air. HEND at normal phallic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. There are few scattered wheezes. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, minimal edema with decreased peripheral pulses. No calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with probable underlying COPD. Number 2, history of hypertension. Number 3 is gastroesophageal reflux. And number 4 is coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery stenting. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and bronchodilator studies. Also get a CT chest without contrast. Advised to get a CBC complete metabolic profile. And advised to use albuterol unit dose with a nebulizer, TIDPR. Follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for James Markham, MD. James Markham, PA. Thank you.